Okay, gentlemen, we're learning the halachos of...
Rebbe?
Yes.
Is Rebbe... Did Rebbe start yet?
Officially.
I can't hear Rebbe.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear Rebbe.
Okay. So yesterday we spoke about how bishul involves solids. There's bishul on solids and there's bishul on liquids and there's also bishul on non-food items. That was our conversation yesterday. And we pointed out that there is a difference between solids and liquids in terms of the quantity of bishul. That the Rambam tells me that for solids, the quantity is a grogeris, but for liquids, the quantity is kedei lirchotz bo iver katan. We also pointed out that there is a difference in the quality of bishul. That when it comes to solids, bishul to Michael Ben's Rousseau is considered bishul. But when it comes to liquids, l'cha'ayra, the din of bishul is based on the principle of yad soledes bo. And that is the term that I have for bishul by liquids. Now, when I talk about yad soledes bo, the Gemara on Daf Memam base tells me that Echod Mayim, Echod Shemen, Bishul is Yad Soledes Bo. Heichi Domi Yad Soledes Bo? The Gemara asks, what is Yad Soledes? The Gemara answers, that has to be Kosha Kreso Shaltinok Nichves. It has to be the temperature that a baby's stomach gets burned. Obviously, we in our world today have certain things called ethics, which may or may not have existed in those days, and we try not to pour boiling water on babies' stomachs, but the technical measurement of Yad Soledes is based on Kreso Sheltinok Nichves. That's the halacha. Grand. Rashi writes there on Daf Mem that when the Gemara says, Hechi Domi Yad Soledes Bo, the Gemara says that Rashi comments that there are some people that their hands recoils v'resicha mu'etes, and others require resicha meruba. Meaning, the pashtus in Rashi is that we can't make a cheshbin based on having someone put his hand or her hand into boiling water and see if it recoils, because different people have different levels of pain tolerance, and there's no way of estimating from that. That's the pashtus in Rashi. What's interesting, however, is when you get into the nitty-gritty of the poskim, there are different shiurim of Yad Soledes, and there's a tremendous range in the shiurim. Some poskim say, it's based on the Bahag, and the Ben Ishkai paskins this way also, that Yad Soledes is around 104 degrees Fahrenheit, because the Bahag says something to the effect of that the temperature Yad Soledes is the temperature of milk when it comes out of a cow's udders, which apparently is 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Those of you who want to test this out on your own, be my guest. I'm going to trust what they say, that it's 104 Fahrenheit. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideya Kufhei quotes this Shita. The other Shi'urim of Yad Soledes range. Some say Yad Soledes Bo is around 110 degrees Fahrenheit. The Cheshbon of 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Others say it's like 120 Fahrenheit. And Rabbi Eider's Sefer, he quotes that I think Rav Aaron Cutler says it's 110. Rav Moshe says it's 120. And Rabbi Eider makes a Cheshbon. He says that they did this based on the Nisayon. They got to these numbers of 110 or 120 based on testing, which L'cha'ora means that they got to the number based on inserting a finger into hot water, which seems to be against Rashi, who says that Yesha Solid Mirisicha Mu'etes, Yesha Eno Solid Mirisicha Mu'etes. Ellie, you have a comment?
Yeah,
Can you just speak louder so the guests can hear you?
I was just wondering, what's the, how do we know milk coming out of the cow? That is considered yatzaleta spell. We have the other Makarta, the base of Shlitas or say.
Wait. So again, so the Bahag is assumed to be one of the Ga'inim, Rabbi Hudaigon, let's say. And the Rishonim, Bali Atesu, speak about the Gaonim, Shakod Devrehim Devre Kabbalah. So the Bahag says that. So if Kod Devrehim Devre Kabbalah, that's the assumption, that's 104. We'll talk about the 113 Cheshbin in a few minutes. But right now we're dealing with 110, 120. 110, 120 is based on the Nisayon. That's what Rabbi Eider quotes. What about Rashi? Rashi says that you can't tell the difference. So in Rabbi Willig's Hebrew Sefer, on page 63, Rabbi Willig basically says that maybe what Rashi means that you can't tell by people sticking the finger in is that if an individual comes and sticks his finger in, so different people have a different pain threshold. However, if you do a statistical analysis and you have 10,000 people surveyed and they all stick their finger in, so Ken Zayin, you can come up with a cheshbin of Yad Soledis. Maybe that's the Pshat and Rashi. So then what's the difference in the Shi'urim? So Rabbi Willig comments that maybe the idea over here is, if I am planning on putting my finger into hot water, so I can withstand a higher temperature than if I'm stunned by it. So maybe the issue in the different shiurim is based on whether I'm stunned by the water. If you're stunned by it, a lower temperature will be soleid. The word soleid is like a pusik in Iyo, v'asaldo b'chila panecha. We say this in davening on Yalim Narayim, right? V'asaldo b'chila panecha. Right? It's like one of the official tunes. So maybe soleid means that it depends if I'm prepared or I'm not prepared. That's Rabbi Willig's cheshbon. Honestly, I'm not sure. Rabbi Willig then goes to town. He says that some Rishonim hold that you're not supposed to wet yourself and stand next to the fire because it would be an Isser Bishul B'mayim. Other Rishonim say that, no, it's not an Isser Bishul B'mayim, but it's an Isser Rechitza. That's a Machlokes Rambam and Rash, but Rabbi Willig says that the whole issue is totally Zabizeh. Obviously, if I wet myself, I stand next to the heat, I'm prepared. If I'm prepared, so then according to some, that's not going to be the din of Yad Soledes in terms of Chimum Hamayim, but perhaps it is the din of Rechitza, that for Rechitza, it's a lower temperature than the din of Rechitza Bechamin. The Issa Rechitza Bechamin is not the same temperature as the temperature of heating water for Bishul. That's what Rabbi Willig entertains. Again, it's a nice mahalach. You could look at it. It's on page 63 in his Sefer.
Meaning literally, because you were prepared, even though it's the same temperature as if you weren't prepared, you'd bring your coil to your hand. But it's not an issadaraisa because you were prepared.
Because I was, I'm not saying that if I'm prepared, it changes whether it's an issadaraisa or not. The shaila is, am I mishaer the Yad Soledes based on when I'm prepared or based on when I'm not prepared? Right? So it could be that if you're only Mishar Yad Soledes,
that's why it's not a official
prepared. And so in the case that the guy is standing in front of the fire, so in that case, the guy is surprised. Oh, now, we have 104, 110, 120. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that the temperature of Yad Soledes is 113 Fahrenheit. And that's because he makes a cheshbin. The Gemara at the beginning of Chulin, Davches or something, discusses whether the base hashrita is tzonein or roseach. Rav Shlomo Zalman tainas that the base hashrita of the hottest animal is a barvaz, is like some sort of duck. and the hottest animals, Beis HaShechita, is going to be 112. So that means that that's when there's a shayla, whether it's Sainan or Isaiah. Anything above 110 for anything above 112 for sure is a problem. So that is 113 Fahrenheit. For those of you keeping score at home, 113 Fahrenheit is the same as 45 Celsius. So that's the Reb Shlomo Zalman's famous shir of Yad Soledes. It's quoted in the Shmir Shabbos, footnote 3. Other poskim have temperatures that are much higher for Yad Soledes. Reb Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva with respect to Yayin Mevushal says it's like 79 degrees Fahrenheit. In another tshuva, he says it's like 71 degrees Fahrenheit. Now that means the Yad Soledes Lahakel, right? If I want to be makel and say that something is called Yayin Mevushal, a Maga Nochri, won't be a problem. I need a higher temperature than Lahachmir if I want to say that I violate the Isser Shabbos. Right? I'll violate an Isser Shabbos at a lower temperature than I will be makel based on the higher temperature for, let's say, for Yayin Mevushal. What that would mean, however...
79 Fahrenheit?
It's 79 Celsius. 79 Celsius is 71 point whatever Celsius.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
Which ends up being like 160 or something or 180 Fahrenheit. And those of you who like have computers, you can just figure this out. Right, Yakir, you're like a science guy, no? So you should be able to make these calculations in your mind, right? What's 79 Fahrenheit? Like around 180, 79 Celsius around 180 Fahrenheit, right? What do? You do 2/3 and then you add 32, or three halves and you add 32, correct? Is that the way you do it?
What? 79 is 174.
Okay, 174. So now, when I say that I use a higher temperature of Yad Soledes Bo Lahokel in order to assume that something is Yayin Mevushal, that should also be relevant for Hilchas Shabbos. Because I have Yad Soledes in Hilchas Shabbos in terms of Lahachmir, if I'm cooking the water, but I also have it Lahokel in terms of doing Shehiyah. Right, Shehiyah is going to be mutter when the water is Maichu Ben Drusai. We'll have to talk about that temperature and how is Maichu Ben Drusai relevant for Chamin. But it's entirely possible that Lahakel by Hilchas Shabbos, I also need a higher temperature. Now, of course, this entire issue is mired in difficulty. I don't know. I don't know because we paskin, Ashkenazim paskin, that shehiyah is permitted once the food is Maichu Ben Drusai. Is there a category of Maichu Ben Drusai by liquids? By solids, we said there's Maichu Ben Drusai when food is a half cooked or a third cooked. By liquids, what does it mean, half cooked or third cooked? Right? If, let's say, we use 120 as the as Yad Soledes. So half of 120, 60 degrees? That's not mistaber, right? Elomai, I'm starting at room temperature and I'm dividing between room temperature like of 68 and 120, right? So I'd say 70 and 120. So that means I'm adding 25. So 95 degrees, is that what it is? That's Michael Bender's way. It's mamish, not clear. Reb Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva, Chelek Dalet, Siman Ayin Dalet, says something to the effect of that maybe Maichu Ben Drusai by a liquid is the temperature that people will drink it and still consider it chamin to some extent. Right? Sometimes, you know, you have a cup of tea and it's been sitting there, you have a good conversation, and at some point you say, you know, it's not really considered tea anymore. And at some point it dipped down so much, but it still is considered tea. Maybe that's the issue. Nothing here is clear. So the kitzer, I don't know what Yad Soledes Bo is. I also, right, because I have such a range in Yad Soledes, I also don't really know what Maichu Ben Drusai by liquids is. Right, so machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Alter Rebbe there in Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet. I forget which oath. Yeah, Yoni. Okay, so it's a time thing, but a time thing until I get to what point, right? Since I'm uncertain what my end point is, right? Is my end point, I have three possibilities of my end point, or maybe more. My end point could be Mala Resicha, it could be 212. My end point could be 212 at sea level. My end point could be 180/160, could be the range of 104 to 120. I just don't know how to make these calculations.
Originally, you're not just getting it hot to make something hot. Or in other words, there isn't anything. My food, the point is that it becomes edible. My liquids, right, if we're using the dye, let's say, right, the salmonin, right, presumably there's an ending where at some point it is.
Okay, so I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that there's an end game, and it depends why I'm heating it. And therefore, I would maintain that the different shiurim should depend on why I am using that water. Water for rechitza. A baby's bath is around 102 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the high end of a baby's bath. An adult bath or an adult shower, the buildings in New York City are set to be around 120 Fahrenheit. Rabbi Willigan, his sefer, says 115. I spoke to someone who knows this stuff. He says it's set to be around 120, but people usually mix a little bit of cold water. You don't shower with the water all the way up as hot as it gets. So I'd assume that the Yad Soledis range for bathing is the lower range. But when it comes to the temperature, the higher range, a cup of tea is around 165. Now, Rabbi Willigan, his sefer, entertains this idea. But he says 165, no one drinks tea at that temperature. You bring the cup of tea to the table when it's 165 and you start sipping it. But zucht air, that sipping is not drinking. I don't know. Right? He says maybe in older times people would drink tea down when like straight. I'm mamish, I don't know. I think we're all trying to deal with difficult Svaris. But B'Kitzar Ma'aseh, this is very, very relevant lahalach, and let me explain to you why. Let's say I have water that's Yad Soledes bo. Am I allowed to heat that water from Yad Soledes until it's Ma'la Resicha? Am I allowed to kind of up the game to 212, let's say? Again, I'm talking about 212 at sea level, right? If you live in Denver, it's water's going to boil like at 180 or something. Now, the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Nun Ches sounds like that water, which is, that it's mutter to take water from Yad Soledes ad Ma'la Resicha. That's what the Beis Yosef says. In the Hakdom of the Shvisas HaShabbos, Os Yud Ches, he's uncertain about this. And the Shmir HaShabbos Kelchasa in footnote Yud Zayin, Shmir HaShabbos says, don't do it. Even though the Beis Yosef is Mekel, Shmir HaShabbos says that you should be Machmir and not to take water from Yad Soledes to Ma'la Resicha. In Rav Rimon Sefer, footnote 9, he writes that this Shaila is Mitpatzel. It breaks down into two separate Shailas. Shaila 1. There's a Machlekes Rambam and Rashba about food I mean now solid food, that's nispasho kamaycho ben drusoi. If I then heat the food up until it's mavushal kol tzarko, do I violate an iser da'iraisa of bishul? Do I assume that ein bishul achar bishul applies when food is, does ein bishul achar bishul apply to food that is maycho ben drusoi? Once it reached the halachic status of bishul, so ein bishul achar bishul, or do I say that ein bishul achar bishul is more of a metzius type of issue rather than a halachic issue? And if the food is maichel ben drusoi, even though halachically I violated cooking, but a metzius, it's not entirely cooked, and therefore I'd be in violation of bishul until it's higia le bishul kol tzarkai. Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Ches Seif Daled, and the Bir Halacha makes a big deal of this over there, paskins that you only, that we do not say ein bishal achar bishal until the food is mevushal kol tzarko. So yesh la'ayin. There are 2 points about this shayla. When I take water from Yad Soledes until Mala Resicha. One, do I assume that Yad Soledes is considered Maichu Ben Drusoi? And if it's Maichu Ben Drusoi, do I say that Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, when something is Maichu Ben Drusoi, if you heat it up all the way? So there's two shailas, Rambam Rashba, and there's also a shaila, do I treat Yad Soledes like it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko, or do I treat Yad Soledes like it is Maichu Ben Drusoi? Right? The shaila is mitpatzel to two different questions. Right? What's the status of Yad Soledes? Is it Maichu Ben Drusoi? Is it Mevushal Kol Tzarko? And even if it's Maichu Ben Drusoi, Ken Zayin, I could be Mekel to go from Maichu Ben Drusoi to Mevushal Kol Tzarko. So if you would say it that way, you would end up with a Spek Sveika, Lahakel, no? That's what should emerge. No one says this. All the practical Svarim say that you should be Machmir. When the water is Yad Soledes, don't heat it up until it becomes Mevushal Kol Tzarko. This is relevant when you have an urn. So you have to make sure that the water in the urn mamish boiled before Shabbos. If I put in the water right before Shabbos, so Ken Zayin that the water did not boil before Shabbos, and then Ken Zayin that when I take out my first cup of tea, what's going to happen is that because there's less water now in the mechil, there's less water in the container, so then when there's less water, it boils earlier. So even if the water was Yad Soledes, Bahachnasas HaShabbos, but if I'm taking out the water before it was Mala Resicha, it could be that what I am doing is, by having less water in the Mechil, now I am causing the water to go from Yad Soledes until Mala Resicha, and that could be an Isser, the Eraisa of Bishul, potentially. Again, we have our Svek Sveika to be Mekel, but all the Svarim are, all the Svarim are Machmir.
Who says that Svek Sveika?
Me. No, again, in Rav Rimon Sefer, footnote 9, the way he presents it is that the She'ela is Mitpatzel, which is absolutely correct, and then he writes that the Poskim are Machmir, which is also correct. But Hasvar no Senes, once you assume they're two separate She'elas, that maybe you could be Mekel on it. No? Again, I'm not saying the Sladina. I'm just saying that there is a possibility to be Mekel based on this type of Spek Sveika. Nonetheless, no one says this. The Achronim basically say that it's a good idea to make sure that your water mamish boiled before Shabbos. If the water mamish boiled before Shabbos, so the Ramah paskins that there's ein bishal achar bishal by yadavar lach, once the, so long as the water retains its heat. Memela, right, if it boiled once, so I'm not going to be in trouble even if the water cools down, so long as it does not cool down beneath Yad Soledes. Well, so that's probably just a good idea in order to be safe.
What about Sfaradim? Rav Avadia loves Svek Sveikas.
Right, so Rav Avadia loves Svek Sveikas, but Sfaradim have additional chumras over here. And you have the question also whether you could say a Svek Sveika negaid hora atmaran. Right, you're into this type of stuff. Chacham Avadia, it's not Maran Paskins that we say ein bishal achar bishal only when something is mevushal kol tzarko. The Rashba does not make it to the big book. So can I use it as a Svek Sveika when it doesn't make it to the Mechaber? That's an interesting question. By the way, Rav Rimon in his Sefer points out this is an Ofana Machlekes Rishonim to go from Mevushal Yad Soledes, let's say, until Mala Resicha. He points out there's a Stira in the Rans. there are two different rounds on Shabbos. There's the Mosada Rav Kook round, which is really written by the Ran, and then there is the older Ran, which Rabbi Willer calls the pseudo Ran, and they contradict each other on Daf Lamed Zayin on this Nekuda. There's a Machlokes HaRishonim on this point. It's a well-known thing. Can you be Meko on the urn? So some poskim say that maybe there's an additional cheshbon that we could throw in, that it's a grumma. It's grumma because I am not actually cooking the water. I am removing water. And when I remove water, the water cooks later on. And there is some time delay because now there's less water. So whenever there's time delay, so maybe that's called grumma. Again, without going through the entire sugya of grumma, Rav Schechter in his Sefer maintains that this would absolutely not be grumma. No? Rav Schechter's shita is that whenever I start a system that something is inevitable, that's called my maisa. Or in this case, it would be called bitka demaya to some extent. Right? It's like when I remove a dam, so the person right next to the dam, I'm killing him. I'm a rotzeya when I remove that dam. Here also, I am establishing a situation where the water is definitely going to be cooked afterwards. So it's very hard. It's really very hard to be meko based on svaras of grumma and the like. There's another issue that comes up. There's a tshuva yachaved da'as. Again, I just don't remember the maramachum. I didn't look it up. About some of the older urns have a gauge on the side so that you could see how much water is in the urn. There is, in general, a piece of insulation or some airspace between that gauge between that gauge and the actual mechil hamayim. That means that the water in the gauge is cooler than the other water. That also means that when I take water out of my urn, so the water level goes down. To show that the water level goes down, I'm happy that Yakir is here because he understands the way the physics work. But when the water level goes down, that means that some of the water that was in that gauge is entering the regular Mechil Hamayim, and the water in the gauge, it's entirely possible, is not Yad Soledes anymore. Now, when I was doing Shabbos years ago, my chavrus at the time was Josh Flug from Boca now. So he's into doing science experiments. So he tried to take the temperature of the water, at least in the pump pots, the water is not Yad, the water is Yad Soledespo when it's in the gauge. In some of the older urns where there is space between them, it's a shaila. In that case, Chacham Ovadia has a lengthy tshuva where he wants to be meikel because he says it's a psikresha de lo nichole on a drabonon. It's psikresha de lo nichole because I don't care about that teeny bit of water that gets cooked when the water re-enters the meichel. It's drabonon because Chacham Ovadia says that this shita that we mentioned yesterday is as being somewhat absurd. The shita that maybe there's no bishul on mayim min hatayra, because mayim is davar she'enot tzarech bishul klal, Chacham Ovadia feels that you could rely on that and assume that's a svek svek, or assume it is a psikresha delo nicholei on something that might be an iser drabanan, and you can be mitzdaref the fact that the water was once cooked, and meaning it once reached Yad Soledes at least, and maybe ein bishul achar bishul by davar lach shenitz tanin. So you put all of this together, Chacham Ovadia is mekel on the urns. My understanding is that this issue no longer comes up because most people outside of Orthodox Jewish community don't use urns, and the urn makers are sensitive to the halachic issues, so now they make it in a way that there's like no insulation and no airspace between the, we need a better term for that. The thing that, you know, I'm talking about like that measures the water level. We need some better term, but that's the story. Now, of course.
Indicator.
Indicator. Okay, that's a real English word. That works. Okay. Between the indicator and the Mechil Hamayim. Now, this issue, the difference between solids and liquids. So we said that there's a difference in terms of the shear of Bishul both in Kamos and in Eichos. And we discussed what is Yad Soledes. The largest issue that comes up in the difference between solids and liquids is a massive machlokas harishonim that appears in the Rush and Simin Yud Aleph. Ein Bishul achar Bishul. Mishnah daf kuf mem hei on the base. Kosher bo b'chamin lifnei ha-shabes, sharanoso b'chamin b'shabes. Anything that is bo b'chamin, anything that, let's say, was cooked, you're sharanoso b'chamin b'shabes, you're allowed to recook on Shabbos. Ein Bishul achar Bishul. Zok the Gemara kuf mem hei on the base. Kigon ma? Kigon tanigota de Reb Abba. The tanigolas of Reb Abba was cooked many, many times. It's ke'ilu fully cooked. So something like that will say ein bishul achar bishul. The Rush quotes from Rashi that Rashi says that ein bishul achar bishul is a principle only on something kagoyin tanigolta de Reb Abba, which means only on solids. But on a liquid, I assume that yesh bishul achar bishul. That's the shita of Rashi. The Rush proves that Rashi says this on daf lamed dalet. And daf lamed dalet, the Gemara has a din of hatmana. I'm not supposed to insulate foods and liquids before Shabbos to retain the heat. The Gemara says that the reason is because of gezeira shami yartiach. Gezeira shami yartiach. What does that mean? I might make it boil. It was already cooked. If I'm insulating it, that means it was cooked beforehand, and now I'm wrapping it up in insulation to retain the heat. Elamai, you see from Rashi, that by a liquid, l'chol apachas, there's yesh bishul achar bishul by davar lach. That's what the Rush has a raya from Rashi and Lamed Daled. Rashi and Yud Ches also, the Rush says, holds that yesh bishul achar bishul by davar lach. And then the Rush tainas that maybe this is actually a beferish mishnah. The idea that yesh bishul achar bishul by davar lach is a beferish mishnah, the mishnah in Beitza. Echa nosein esa etzim, echa nosein esa ar, echa nosein esa mayim, ve'echad megis, kulam chayovim. Right? You have 10 people involved in the whole process. No? One guy brings the wood, and one guy brings the fire, and one guy puts the pot, and one guy is the koch lafel, one guy stirs the pot, kulam chayovim. Tam echayim, if I'm stirring the pot? Right? Wasn't the water cooked already? Teretz is that yesh bishul achar bishul by davar lach. Now, the Rush says he doesn't think that Mishnah is really proof of anything, because maybe you're only chayiv when you're megis if the water has not yet reached the point of yad soledes. Maybe echad ve'echad ve'echad is only, right, until it reaches Yad Soledes, so then you're Mekarev Bishul. Then you're speeding up the Bishul process to make it Yad Soledes. But perhaps once it's Yad Soledes, even if it cooled down after, perhaps there is no Bishul. It's not abundantly clear. But Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, the Rush holds, B'shem Rashi, that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lachshin it's Tanein. On Daf Chaf Beis, B'daf Beharif, the Ran quotes a sheet of the Rabbeinu Yonah. This Rabbeinu Yonah is found in the Aliyos to Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Baba Basra and Daf Yud Tes. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that Machshela Gedola B'yad B'nei Adam. People do a terrible thing, that they take hot water, which they are matmin, and they're going to add the hot water to a pot of cholent on Shabbos. What's the problem? I assume that ain't bishul achar bishul. What's the problem of adding the hot water to the cholent? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says the problem is one of two things. One problem is what I would call a formal problem. The moment I take that water and I pour it, according to many Mishonim, that water in the Iroi process becomes a klisheni. Now the water enters my cholent. So now it's entering a kli rishon. Maybe there's a formal din of bishul, even though the water is reseach. It's mamish boiling when it's it goes through the air, right? Flies through the air with the kreda, ta-da. Right? Even though the water is going through the air, and even though it still is reseyach, but it went from a klisheni status to a klivishan status, and consequently the formal levels like the Rabbi Yonai violate Peshul. One second. The second daya in the Rabbi Yonai is practical. The second reason why you should not, why machshel gedola biyadnei adam, that they take the water that they're matmen and they pour it into the chalent, is because the water cools down when you pour it. And if the water cools down, so then you're taking water, and you're taking that water which was yad seiledes, and you're pouring it into chalent, and it's going to become mala resicha. And that would be an iser of bishul, meaning the Rabbeinu Yonah is neming on a few things. First of all, he's assuming that yesh bishul ach har bishul by davar lach. Second of all, he's assuming that there is an iser bishul when I go from yad soledes to mala resicha. Because when it cools down, lechayr, it's not cooling down beneath yad soledes, no? It's just mitzias. It's not like that. This point, the last time I said the shiurim, see, Yoni Zolti made this point that you can really infer both ideas from this Rabbeinu Yonah, right? That Rabbeinu Yonah is assuming that there's bishul achar bishul by yadavar lach, and Rabbeinu Yonah is also assuming that l'chayr there's bishul achar bishul when you go from yad soledes until mala resicha. That's the pashtus, that Rabbeinu Yonah is making both assumptions. What?
You have water that you put that you were matmin.
Water that I was matmin.
That doesn't stay malarasiya.
It doesn't stay malarasiya. Nachon, but
so
that.
When you pour it, it goes from yad soledes go to a.
To malarasiya.
No. I have water that I was matmin. That water is now, it's not going to be malarasiya anymore. It's going to be at most yad soledes.
Right.
And it's going to go down a darga from yad soledes to cooler than yad soledes.
Oh, you think that really happens? That again, I don't know the Metzius, but certainly if I have a lower temperature of Yad Soledes, the water that I was matmin, it's not Shayek that's going to drop beneath 113. It began at 212, Nanir Shekain, right? Now it drops down. And it's not dropping down for that long. It's dropping down just the amount of time it takes to pick up the pot and pour it. Right? Again, these types of rayas are always shvach because, right, we're playing on the metzias. But I'd say the pashtus in the Rabbeinu Yonah is that he's choshish for both points. I think that's an easier way to read the Rabbeinu Yonah. This is not compelling. It's not earth. It's not like, it's not mamish tight, but it seems that the Rabbeinu, it's easier to interpret the Rabbeinu Yonah if he makes both of those assumptions.
Debbie?
Yes.
Who's to say that water I was matmin, the Erev Shabbos, is not Malar Asifa? Sometimes. So
that's what Mayor
like
Goodman.
My tongue is Malar Asifa.
Mayor Goodman just asked that. Right?
I thought it was Malar Asifa,
but the water cools down. Right? And Rabbeinu Yonah is worried when I further heat the water up, it's going to be a problem.
When did it cool down? It's being Malar Sicha right now on Shabbos, perhaps.
It was Malar, but the moment I pick it up, it's not Malar Sicha anymore.
Why? I've seen like when we have a kettle, we don't keep an urn during the week. We have a kettle. I pick it up. It's still Malar Sicha.
The moment you pick the kettle up, if not the moment, very soon after.
How far is it?
And certainly when it goes through the air, it's not Malar Resicha. Some of the Rishonim, by the way, say that Iroi is not Shayech when it's Malar Resicha. Right? The Taz writes in Gerideya that you can only kasher something when it's Malar Resicha. If you're kashering Ayidei Iroi, it's not Shayech. That's going to be Malar Resicha. I think in the real world, In the real world, it just does not, it does not happen. Now, yeah.
No, like going from when it's the first like explanation of Rabbeinu Yonah goes from a cliche to creation.
Right.
Wasn't cliche and creation like it didn't that it caused special something else, not how hot it was?
Say it better, you might be saying something very good.
Like a cliche, it's just because that it won't cause Bishul over time.
So the assumption that Iri is a klisheni is because of a rule that we have called Teta'a Gevar, right? Yeshiva's learning Pesachim this year, right? Meaning it hits something cold. When I do Iri onto something hot, so do I assume that would the Rashbam say that Iri B'Kahai Gavna is a klisheni also? That's a big machlekes in Yerideya. If you hold, like, there's a Minchas Yaakov in Banda Taras Chatos who says what you said, that would mean that Iroy on the Dover Cham is for sure a Kli Rishon. That opinion is not accepted by the Achronim, although Hasvarin will send us, that's a very nice opinion. It's a very elegant opinion. Okay, I'm a little bit worried that I'm losing people. So let me kind of bring this conversation back. Rabbeinu Yonah.
The first option for Rabbeinu Yonah is that he would have to assume, you have to assume like the Rashbam.
He's assuming like the Rashbam. It's not that you have to. He says that a formal din, that Iroy is klisheni, when you go from a klisheni to a kli rishon, it's a problem. And you see from that, that even though the kli rishon is cham, he's not saying that the Rashbam is entirely predicated on Teta'a Gevar. Right? In other words, that Rabbeinu Yonah's zikr is against the Minchas Yaakov. But that I'll say. That I think is correct. But let's bring it back. So Rabbeinu Yonah holds that there is Bishul Achar, Bishul Bayadavar Lach. The Ran disagrees with the Rabbeinu Yonah. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Dalad. Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Li Zohar, he writes, Yesh Limchos B'yad HaNohagem L'hatmim Be'od Yom Kumkum Shamayim Chamin V'nosan Nosam L'tocha Kedera B'Shabbos K'shatav Shom Mitztamek. Yesh Limchos. Why is that? It's not clear. Is he assuming that maybe the water is cooling down? Is that the issue? And maybe it's cooling down beneath Yad Soledis? That's like what Mayor Goodman suggested. It's not clear what the Yesh Limchos is. But Shulchan Aruch, be it as it may, Paskins like the Rabbeinu Yonah against the Ran. Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah says, Yesh Limchos. The Ran says, Ein Limchos. But B'kitzar Ma'aseh, Rabotai. I have a machlokes harishonim whether there is Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol by a Davar Lach. Shenitztanin. The Mechaber, Shin Yud Chesa If Dalet, Paskins, that Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol by Davar Lach, Shenitztanin. And its tanin means for the mechaber that it drops beneath Yad Seledes Bay. The Ramah, however, in Shin Yud Ches If Tes Vav, the Ramah says that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach Shin Its Tanin, providing that the Chamimus is still Nikar a teeny bit. Now, this is something that Bli Neder will have to develop more tomorrow. How do we understand this Ramah? Right, the Ramah writes, what's considered nitztanin legamrei? And how do I understand this Ramah is tomorrow's conversation, Amir Tashem? But basically, whether Yesh Bishalach HaBishal by Davar Lach is a machlekes between Rashi, as understood by the Rosh, that there is Yesh Bishalach HaBishal by Davar Lach Shenitztanin, the Rambam seems not to be machalek between Yavesh and Lach. The majority of Rishonim, I'd assume, are not machalek between Yavesh and Lach, and they'd say that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul even by Davar Lach Shenitztanin. Okay, Rabosai, we'll pause over here. We're supposed to be done at 12:45. I started 3 minutes late, so we're finishing at 12:48, which is 3 minutes after 12:45. Okay, gentlemen, have a good day.